Hello and welcome back to the Elite Takeover podcast, where today we are going to be going through our Hell in a Cell predictions. Of course, Hell in a Cell is coming up tomorrow, Sunday the 25th of October. And of course, as always, I am your host, Aiden, and I am joined by...
Raph.
Hello, Raph.
Hello.
Of course, if you're watching on YouTube, please give us a subscribe and a like. And if you're listening on podcast apps, make sure to download, give us a good review, all this kind of stuff. It really helps the growth of the podcast, and we would really appreciate it. But Hell in a Cell predictions. So they haven't really confirmed that many matches. We only have five matches to go through here today, so it's going to be a bit of a quick one.
Yeah.
But we're still going to go through and do our predictions. We'll see who the winner is, who's going to get more right, who's going to get more predictions right going forwards.
Good luck. God.
Right, let's start off with the first one. We have Otis versus The Miz for the Money in the Bank briefcase.
I think Otis will win.
You think Otis will win? Why do you think he's going to win?
Because the briefcase is. Like, it's hard. Like, I do understand, like, Otis probably is going to use the Money in the Bank briefcase soon and just like lose. So there's like no point of him keeping the briefcase, but I want him to win because it's his. That's basically my reasoning, even though I think like if The Miz won the match, took the briefcase, he would make better use of it. But I like Otis as he is, and with the briefcase and stuff, he's been doing cool things. Well, funky nonsensical things, but it's okay. I think Otis should win.
I agree with you, as much as it saddens me to say. I don't particularly like Otis. I don't think he should have had the briefcase. I don't think he should have had the briefcase in the first place. But I don't see The Miz doing any better with it right now.
Yeah.
Like,
he's in a tag team right now. And...
Well, yeah, but that's not really the issue. The issue is you look at who the champions are, you look at where we're kind of heading.
Yeah.
Roman ain't losing that championship anytime soon. Miz ain't getting nowhere near Roman. And if Drew ends up retaining the championship, do you really see The Miz pinning Drew McIntyre? No. Do you see The Miz pinning Randy Orton?
No, none of them.
Where we are currently, unless Miz will start to cash in post WrestleMania, that would be the only way I could see him doing it. But I think this is just to give a little bit of heat to Otis, make Otis look a little bit better than he does. Yeah. I think that's kind of what this is for. Honestly, I don't think The Miz. I really like The Miz. I would like to have another title reign in the future, but I don't think this is the time.
No.
So next up, we have Elias versus Jeff Hardy in a regular one-on-one match.
Oh yeah. That's a hard one for me. I love Elias, but I think Jay's gonna win just because Jay's Jay.
Why are you calling him Jay? Hardy.
Jeff Hardy. Oh God.
It's Jay Hardy. We've mixed up the Usos and the Hardys.
Jeff Hardy. I don't know. I don't think that Elias, like, he just came back. I don't think he's gonna win against Jeff.
I disagree with you. We have a disagreement here. I think Elias is going to win. Elias has just come back and he has his album that is launching, and they're going to want, like, they're having this segment on Monday night where he's going to be celebrating his album. You want to do that with a win, really. Want the album to like look good, I think Elias has to win here, and he's only just come back. Yeah, and there's been some stuff in the dirt sheets about them being quite high on Elias at the moment and wanting to push him.
Okay.
So I think Elias is going to win here.
Hopefully we'll see a wrestler Elias.
Maybe.
Be nice.
Yeah, we'll see. And now we move on to our Hell in a Cell matches. I'm sure there's probably some. There's going to be more championship matches added to this because there's so many people missing off this card. Who knows what, but we'll have to wait and see for that one. There's the rumour of The Fiend taking on T-Bar from Retribution, Dominik Dijakovic.
Why?
Which would last probably 2 seconds.
Yeah.
I'm
sure it'll be better than the one with Seth, so.
But it wouldn't be in Hell in a Cell. But yes, it would probably be better than Seth match. Yeah. Right, so let's talk about Drew McIntyre taking on Randy Orton for the WWE Championship in Hell in a Cell.
I want Drew to win, just because it's Drew, and he's doing such a great job.
But is
with
that what
title.
You think is going to happen, though? Or just what you want?
The only thing is that Randy Orton's used to Hell in a Cell matches. That is the only thing that makes me think they could stand a chance. But I still want to bet on Drew McIntyre.
Yeah.
I think. Just because he's doing a good job with the title, like, even without the audiences. And we won't be getting, like, live audience anytime soon. So he doesn't...
He say this.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll see.
You never know. You never know.
But it's the thing of, like, we want Drew to kind of, like, lose the title and then regain it when audiences are back.
Yeah.
Because that would be, like...
You want to see him, you want to have him get that good reaction.
Exactly. So I don't want him to lose the title right now. And I think he'll do a good job in Hell in a Cell. I don't think I don't think just because it's a Hell in a Cell match, he won't be doing good.
Yeah, I think Drew retains. I think that Drew keeps the title. I don't think there's any reason to take it off Drew right now.
Yeah.
Especially if we're going into Survivor Series. Where if they do the typical brand versus brand stuff, if we get Drew versus Roman, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I know, like, we've seen it before, but at least, like, the sides are flipped.
Yeah.
They're both in a lot better position in their career than they were at WrestleMania 35. It's going to be a lot better match than it was then. So I would be very excited by that prospect. I don't particularly want to see Randy versus Reigns. That doesn't really do anything for me. I think Drew holds on to it. I think there's enough new competitors on Raw for Drew. Like, AJ Styles could go straight into that picture. Just keep him going a little bit. And, like, let's be honest, they want to do Randy Orton and Edge again.
Yeah, exactly.
That doesn't need the title.
No.
I have no interest in seeing it, but it doesn't need the title. And they've also kind of teased the... because Bray kind of got the weird thing that Randy Orton used to exercise the spirit of Sister Abigail or whatever. On the Firefly Funhouse, they kind of tease that a tiny bit. They could go back to that and the Fiend trying to, again, finishing his old problems that he had with Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Could go back to that.
I don't mind it.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more potential with Drew holding that title.
Yeah.
Because Randy Orton's challengers, there aren't that many on Raw now. Just Keith Lee and Drew, really. And Keith's kind of been taking all the momentum out of him, so I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah.
Then next up, we have the SmackDown Women's Championship match in Hell in a Cell, Bayley and Sasha Banks.
Oh, God. I want Sasha to win.
Yeah.
But I don't want the feud to stop.
I think this one's difficult. I think there's lots of ways they could go.
Because I really like the feud that is going on, and they could keep going on and on with it. Like, Sasha could win the title, and then, like, Bayley would be pissed off and go after her, so the feud would keep going. But I don't know. I really don't know. I'm gonna bet on Sasha. I think. I don't know.
I think if anything, this is the match that could end in nonsense.
Yes, very true.
I kind of struggle with this one a bit. My heart does tell me that Sasha's gonna just win.
Yeah,
and that they're gonna have the happy ending to it here. But my head's kind of like, they could probably hold off on this.
And if there are going to be so many happy endings on the card, if our predictions would be kind of right.
Only Drew. Drew and Otis.
Only
Drew and Otis. The rest of them are going to be heel victories.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah.
Well, we also don't know what the other matches are, so we can't judge
true,
too much.
True. It's a hard one.
I think I have to go with Sasha. I can't. If it wasn't Hell in a Cell, I could see Bayley retaining.
Yes.
But because it's Hell in a Cell, I can't see Bayley beating Sasha in Hell in a Cell. Because I can't see, there's no real way
Bayley's
for her
so
to.
Bayley's so scared as well of the Cell.
Yeah, I can't see a way of her cheating her way in the Hell in a Cell. I know, obviously, there's loads of weapons and stuff, but I don't see. Compared to what's going to be going on in the other matches, and they need to kind of save stuff for the other two Hell in a Cell matches, I can't see Bayley winning unless, like, she gets a new ally or something.
Because there's countouts or anything like the qualifications.
there technically isn't.
Yes.
They still might do it.
Yes. It's just the thing of, like, Bayley wouldn't be able to get disqualified, so she would retain.
No, and like I don't see, and if any of the matches are going to go outside of the cage, it's going to be Roman and Jay. It's not going to be this. they won't break through. These guys won't break through the cage. It would be Roman and Jay.
Because
I'm pretty sure that's going to be the main event. That seems more like a main event. As much as I like the idea of this is the main event, I don't think this is...
No.
I don't think it's the main... I don't think it should be. I think they should hold... In, like, the best world, they should be able to do something here which is going to extend the feud forwards and we can do something after down the line.
Yeah.
But the other... No, I'm going to stick with Sasha. But I do think... I was just trying to think about the people on SmackDown, like, who's going to face for the title soon. But I don't know. Obviously Bianca, but that's kind of...
Bianca and Sasha would be nice.
Yeah, Bianca and Sasha would be good. It's his face versus face, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, my final prediction for this one is that Sasha's going to win, but I think Bayley might win it back in like 2 weeks on SmackDown.
Yes.
Honestly.
Yeah.
I think Bayley's not going to be very long without that title.
Yeah.
And then to our main event, we have Roman Reigns taking on Jey Uso in an I Quit match inside Hell in a Cell, whereas if Jey loses, his family and Jimmy's family have to bow down to Roman and accept him as the tribal chief, or they will be pushed away from the family, they will be extradited from the family.
Even though I feel really bad for Jey leaving the tribe.
But he doesn't have to leave the tribe. He only has to leave the tribe if he won't accept Roman.
Okay.
Yeah, the stipulation isn't that if he loses, he is kicked out.
Okay, if he doesn't accept. Okay.
It's if he doesn't accept and bow down to him.
That's still going to... It won't change my prediction, which would be Roman. Yeah, I think Roman like
easy.
There's no way he's not going to win. He's just got back. He's just got the title. And the title's his. He's doing such a great job.
He's doing so well. There's no reason to take that title off him in the slightest. And like I said, Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre would be great at Survivor Series. This is going to.
I think Jay's going to give him like a really hard time.
Yes, it's going to be a lot more than the other one. I think there's the other Jimmy's going to get involved as well.
Yes, because Jey's a little bit flippy, isn't he? Just like the slightest. Yeah. And so, like, I could imagine them like going over to the top of the cell, like we were talking about yesterday.
They kind of tease that with him climbing the cell on SmackDown.
Yeah, halfway.
I think if anything, this is the match where they would do something big like that because Jey, it's a big. Jey needs to win this, and he'll do something desperate to try and win it.
He's going to give a really hard time to Roman. To the point of like trying to do very athletic things that probably Roman wouldn't be able to be as like flexible, not flexible, but you know what I mean.
The stuff that Roman wouldn't typically go to,
yes.
Jey will try and do, but it's going to end up with anything that costs him, it's just going to go too far.
Yeah.
And Roman's going to get him in that guillotine hold and he's going to have to quit.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be it. It's going to be pretty simple, that one, I think.
Yeah. I think
Jimmy will get involved, but... Yeah, that is going to be it for our Hell in a Cell prediction. So we only actually differ on one match. We only differ on Elias and Jeff Hardy. That's the only one we differ on.
Oh, yeah, we did. But then again, when you said what you said, I kind of like agreed with you.
Yeah, you can't change your mind, though.
Damn
you
it.
Made your prediction already. It's the first one you do.
Yeah.
If there are any other matches that come up, I will put our predictions up on Twitter. And our Twitter is Elite Takeover YT if you want to see those. But we will be back tomorrow for Hell in the Cell proper for the actual review of the show. As soon as it's finished, we will be recording and uploading it, so it'll be up within an hour or two after the show being done. But thank you very much for watching, and we will see you next time.